Leeds United back in action tonight, then looking to put the Yorkshire Derby defeat to Sheffield United firmly behind them. The opposition are Derby County, and the Rams sit just outside the playoffs, could actually overtake Leeds United were they to win later on. Derby in a good run of form as well. Let's find out some more about the side though and hear from Steve Nicholson, chief football writer of the Derby Telegraph. Steve, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Derby County then. It's been a few seasons of nearly but not quite, and this season, 13 games played, sat just outside the playoff places.
Yeah. I mean, let's say it's like Leeds United, you know, there's always big expectations surrounding Derby County. You know, we're always expecting them to win games. We're always expecting them to be challenging for the top six. And this season, it kind of started slowly, but in the last six games, you know, they've kind of settled down as a team under Gary Rowett and now starting to show some really good form.
I've got to ask you, actually, with Gary Rowett, he's somebody who's got a big reputation, and a lot of people were thinking whoever was his next managerial job, he'd do a really great thing with them. We're seeing that progression now with Derby. Would you say, based on what you've seen so far, is he as good as his reputation would suggest?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was an advocate of Gary. I've known Gary for many years. He's lived in the Derby area for many years as well, a former Derby player. And so I've known him a long time. And I always thought, you know, given the job he did at Burton Albion, and of course the job he did at Birmingham City, where he dragged them from the bottom of the Championship to playoff contenders at one stage, I always thought he had it in him to do this type of job. Now, of course, it's a big step up, Derby County. You know, it's his biggest challenge yet. But I'm just starting to see signs now of the kind of Gary Rowett team. I think it's difficult for managers at first, you know, because we've got to go into a club, sort the squad out to how they want it, and that takes time. But I think we're just starting to see now the kind of Gary Rowett team that is plays with a lot of purpose, kind of very difficult to beat. And I say they're unbeaten in six now. And with Derby's squad, of course, he's got that extra bit of quality in certain areas. So they're kind of moulded into a team at the moment that is difficult to score against, but looks like they can score themselves.
You mentioned about difficult to score against. It's one goal conceded in the last four games.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big believer in clean sheets. You know, defences win you promotion. That's what it's about. You know, you've got to be in this division. I always believe if you can keep a clean sheet in this division, I think you've got a fantastic chance of winning the game. And especially with Derby's, you know, they've got three or four players in the forward areas who are more than capable of getting you a goal. So I think keeping it tight is the right thing to do. But the thing with Derby is that they don't just do that at the moment. I say the game at Norwich at the weekend that they won 2-1, they were always a threat on the break or when they had the ball. So I think if you can get the combination right, you can go a long way.
There's a lot of games coming just at the moment, Steve. Do you think that Gary Rowett's likely to make any changes for tonight's game?
Well, I spoke to him yesterday, and they have obviously three games in 8 days, like all the clubs do. Started off with a really good win at Norwich. They've now got Leeds away, another very tough away game. And then they're at home to Reading on Saturday. I think when you've got that run and you've got the first two games away from home, sometimes you wonder where it's best to kind of tackle them first, as far as your kind of team goes, and then see what your team and squad is like for the third game of the three. So he may well go down that route, but also he's got kind of good options in the forward areas. I expect him to keep the defence the same, goalkeeper the same, the two midfield players will be the same. It's just in those kind of forward areas he could freshen it up, and he's got options like Sam Winnell, who's on loan from Sheffield Wednesday. He scored the winner at Norwich on Saturday when he came off the bench. He's got Chris Martin, of course, whose record in the Championship scoring goals is very, very good. So I think there's a possibility he could freshen up one or two positions.
And in terms of Leeds United, they've had a really good start to the season, but at the moment things just don't quite seem to be happening. Would you say from the Derby point of view, now's a good time to face Leeds at Elland Road?
I watched the game on Friday night, was it, against Sheffield United? Sheffield United, of course, have made a fantastic start, and Chris Wilder there, he's doing a really terrific job. I thought Leeds looked a bit edgy, actually, on Friday. I thought Sheffield United kind of got at them, played a good tempo, pressed high up the pitch. And I thought that the Leeds defence looked a bit vulnerable. So, you know, is it a good time to play them? Well, I think in this division, every game is different. And I think Leeds will be doubly determined after losing the other night. I think they'll be really determined to kind of recover from that. So Derby are expecting a very, very tough game. I think it will be a very, very tough game. I think always if you go to Leeds, you know, you've got to handily kind of manage the game because there's so much around the game. Under floodlights, the atmosphere is terrific. You know, they play at a good tempo normally. And I think if Derby can manage the game well, and certainly the first 20 minutes where I expect Leeds to really come at Derby, if they can do that, I think they've got a great chance.
Yeah, it is going to be a good night under the lights at Elland Road. It's a game you can hear on Radio Yorkshire. Kick-off 7.45 tonight. Leeds United against Derby County. And it's been really great to get your thoughts on the Rams. Steve Nicholson from the Derby Telegraph. Thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you very much.